That evening, Taita stood, with Tanzid at his side, on the small darkened balcony outside his chamber, and watched the funeral pyre of the Abbot Kashyap burning in the garden of the temple below. He felt a deep sense of loss that he had not come to know the man sooner. Even during their brief acquaintance, he had been aware of the affinity that had existed between them. A soft voice spoke in the darkness, startling him out of his reverie. He turned and saw that Samana had come up to them quietly. "Kashyap was also aware of the bond between you." She stood at Taita's other hand. "You too are a servant of the truth. That is why he summoned you so urgently. He would have come to you if his body had been able to carry him that far. During the carnal exchange you witnessed, the last great sacrifice he made to the truth, Kashyap passed a message to me to deliver to you. Before I do so, he required me to test your faith. Tell me, Taita of Galala, what is your creed?" Taita thought for a while, and then he replied, "I believe that the universe is the battleground of two mighty hosts. The first of these is the host of the gods of the truth. The second is the host of the demons of the lie. What role can we feeble mortals play in this cataclysmic struggle?" Samana asked. "We can devote ourselves to the truth, or allow ourselves to be swallowed by the lie. If we choose the right-hand path of the truth, how may we resist the dark power of the lie? By climbing the eternal mountain until we can see clearly the face of the truth. Once we have achieved that, we will be assimilated into the ranks of the benevolent immortals, who are the warriors for the truth." "Is this the destiny of all men?" "Nay, only very few. The most worthy will achieve that rank. At the end of time, will the truth triumph over the lie? Nay, the lie will persist, but so will the truth. The battle rages back and forth, but it is eternal. Is the truth not God? Call him Ra, or Ahura Mazda, Vishnu or Zeus, Woden or whatever name rings holiest in your ears. God is God, the one and alone." Taita had made his confession of faith. "I see from your aura that there is no vestige of the lie in what you affirm," Samana said quietly, and she knelt before him. "The spirit soul of Kashyap within me is satisfied that you are indeed of the truth. There is no check and impediment to our enterprise. Now we may proceed." "Explain to me, what is our enterprise, Samana?" "In these dire times the lie is once more in the ascendancy. A new and menacing force has arisen that threatens all of mankind, but especially your very Egypt. The reason you have been summoned here is to be armed for your struggle against this terrible thing. I will open your inner eye, so that you may see clearly the path you must follow." Samana stood up and embraced him. Then she went on, "There is little time to spare. We will begin on the morrow. But before that, I must select a helper." "Who is there to choose from?" Taita asked. "Your Apsara Tanzid has assisted me before. She knows what is required." "Then choose her," Taita agreed. Samana nodded and held out a hand to Tanzid. The two women embraced, then looked again to Taita. "You must choose your own helper," Samana said. "Tell me what is required of him." "He must have the strength to stand firm and compassion for you. You must have trust in him." Taita did not hesitate. "Merin." "Of course," Samana acceded.